This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Monday, June 7th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the lab leak hypothesis. The dam is breaking on this now. It's been reported by Vanity Fair and Newsweek that State Department staff warned officials not to investigate the Wuhan laboratory's gain-of-function research into bat coronaviruses because it would open a can of worms and expose American funding for said research. This is according to a memo written by Thomas DiNanno, former acting assistant secretary of the State Department's Bureau of Arms Control, Verification, and Compliance, reported by Vanity Fair last Thursday. DiNanno wrote that staff from two different bureaus, his own and the Bureau of International Security and Nonproliferation, warned leaders inside the State Department not to pursue an investigation into the origin of COVID-19 because it would open a can of worms. In one State Department meeting, officials say colleagues explicitly told them not to explore the Wuhan Institute of Virology gain-of-function research because it would bring unwelcome attention to the U.S. taxpayer money supporting the work. Money from the National Institutes of Health, directed by Dr. Anthony Fauci, toward Peter Daszak and his EcoHealth Alliance, as I told you last week. This is a field of research that involves collecting dangerous viruses, gain-of-function research, that is, that genetically modifies those viruses to explore, to make them more deadly and then test them on potential vaccines against them. There is some valid, there are valid reasons for conducting that kind of research, not necessarily bioweapons. There have been a couple of deadly outbreaks of SARS-like viruses in China over the last 20 years or so, and preparing for another outbreak of something naturally occurring is not necessarily a bad thing. However, Richard Ebright, a professor at Rutgers, has compared gain-of-function research to looking for a gas leak with a lighted match. Ebright also said that from the very first reports of a novel bat-related coronavirus causing death and otherwise unexplained pneumonias in Wuhan, China, it took him, and I quote now, a nanosecond or a picosecond, end quote, to consider the link to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, because there are only two other laboratories in the world that do that type of research. One's in Galveston, Texas, the other in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. What are the odds that this disease would break out in the third city conducting this type of gain-of-function research, Wuhan? Not very likely. And yet, until May of this year, 15 months after the outbreak, it was not only considered unscientific to ask whether the Wuhan Institute of Virology was connected to this outbreak, it was racist. It was racist, and it got you deplatformed from social media. In fact, the Silicon Valley monopolies at Facebook and Twitter actively deplatformed anyone who dared raise these questions just a year ago. And now, as I said, the dam is breaking. Back last February, The Lancet, respected British medical publication, one of the most respected medical journals in the world, published a statement that rejected the lab leak hypothesis, casting it as xenophobic and akin to climate change denialism and anti-vaxxism. Oh, you're one of those people. This letter was signed by 27 scientists. The statement expressed solidarity with all scientists and health professionals in China. Quote, we stand together to strongly condemn conspiracy theories suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin, end quote. Then came the revelation just last week with the disclosure of the Dr. Fauci emails that the Lancet statement was not only signed by but organized by Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance, the company that took something like $3.1 million from the National Institutes of Health and funneled it to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to conduct gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses. Coincidence? One former federal health official said the situation comes down to this. Inside the federal government of the United States, there is a vested interest in this type of research. An institute funded by American dollars trying to teach a bat virus to infect human cells. And then this virus breaks out in the same city as that lab. It is not being intellectually honest to not consider the hypothesis of the lab escape. And yet, the Fauci emails show Daszak in contact with Dr. Fauci to thank him for his help in tamping down the idea that the lab leak was a plausible hypothesis. And kudos also to Vanity Fair and to Newsweek for revealing that if it hadn't been for a group of amateur internet researchers who call themselves Drastic, Decentralized Radical Autonomous Search Team Investigated COVID-19, we might not know about any of this. Because the mainstream media certainly wasn't pursuing the story, especially not while Donald Trump was in office. But now that the bad orange man is out of the Oval Office, now it's okay to raise the question. Remember, some things are true, even if Donald Trump said them. Jonathan Carl, ABC News. Topic number four, race norming. What is race norming? Well, whatever it is, last week Wednesday, the NFL said it would no longer tolerate race norming in handing out settlements for brain injury claims to former players. These guys essentially suffer the equivalent of a major car accident every Sunday or Saturday or Thursday, whenever they're playing the games anymore. But it is causing early onset dementia in many former players. But the practice of race norming is used to determine who gets how much. Race norming assumes that black players start with a lower level of cognitive function than white players. And so they have to score much more impaired on these tests in order to qualify for settlements from the NFL. This practice makes it harder for black retired NFL players to show a deficit and qualify for an award. Wednesday's announcement last week comes after a pair of black players filed a civil rights lawsuit over the practice, claiming that had they been white, they would have won their suits and received awards from the NFL, but because it's assumed that they started out less cognitively able than white players, they didn't show enough impairment to qualify. This practice of race norming goes back about 40 years. It actually began in the federal government as part of a way to correct for racial bias in federal job applications. It was to eliminate racial bias in job applications, but as a form of affirmative action, it's been expanded to all facets of our society, college admissions, et cetera, et cetera. It's based on a lie that black people are inherently cognitively inferior to white people and thus need a helping hand up from their benevolent progressive overlords. Taken to its logical conclusion, this is what happens. Former NFL players who are African American are suffering and denied compensation because it's assumed that they just weren't as smart as white players to begin with. Well, and on top of all of this, the NFL has been lecturing you and me on how awful we are for being racist when they, in fact, the NFL, is one of the worst offenders in systemic racism. Topic number three, waiving background checks for child caregivers, or caregivers of children, that is, at child migrant centers. What could possibly go wrong? The Biden administration has scrapped FBI background checks for caregivers at overpacked child migrant shelters. Child welfare experts are alarmed at this, say this compromises their safety. This comes as Biden has turned to tent camps, convention centers, and other huge facilities operated by private contractors and much higher cost than the federal government, by the way. They have opened 8 new emergency sites across the Southwest to deal with the flood of migrants, child migrants crossing the border, 15,000 new beds added, and to deal with the problem of overseeing, watching all of these children, the federal government has lowered the bar required to watch them. These emergency sites don't have to be licensed as permanent health and human services facilities, and staff do not have to undergo an FBI background check. But as we have learned here at Skywatch TV, thanks to our partnership with Royal Family Kids and the operation of Whispering Ponies Ranch for children in foster care, FBI background checks catch only a small percentage of those inclined to sexually abuse children. And where do sex offenders go if they're inclined to abuse children? Where the children are. Housed in large groups where background checks have now been scrapped. Regardless of your feelings about how those children came to these United States, pray for the safety of these children in the custody of the United States government. Topic number two, Israel. Interesting watching the ongoing political circus that is Israel. And I say that admitting that we here in the United States likewise have a circus that passes for our political system. Yamina Chairman Naftali Bennett gave his first statement Thursday evening last week after signing a coalition agreement with Yair Lapid. When asked about his promise not to sit with a center-left government headed by Lapid, Bennett said the core promise in this election was to get Israel out of chaos, to avoid a fifth election in 2 years. The easiest path after the election is to fortify yourself with every promise. If everyone does that, no government will be formed. Here I knew I was going to be criticized in choosing between what is good for Israel and this thing. I choose what is good for Israel. Doesn't hurt that as part of the deal, Bennett will likely become Israel's next prime minister. So what's good for Bennett is what appears to be happening here. So we're here with the right-wing Bennett and his Yamina party. Yamina means right, joining the center-left and other liberal parties in a shaky coalition with an Arab bloc, the Ram party, led by Mansour Abbas, who insisted on no new legislation expanding rights for LGBT individuals in Israel. But because Benjamin Netanyahu was unable to convince other far-right parties to join him in a coalition, even though together they would control 72 seats in the Knesset, you're going to have a minority left-leaning part coalition at the head of the government. This camp, all these factions are divided. It is not a certain thing that this government will hold together for any length of time, and we may be on a path toward a fifth election. It remains to be seen. Meanwhile, Jerusalem's first LGBTQ plus pride parade was held last week, the first in 2 years since the COVID outbreak. 7,500 people marched in the event as it returned for the first time, as I said, in a couple of years. And the bridge that serves as the sole entry point for Jews to enter the Temple Mount is in immediate danger of collapsing. This, according to a professional engineer named Ofer Cohen. This was built as a temporary structure about 15 years ago to replace a mound that was in imminent danger of collapsing. Now he said the wooden structure, and you can see us here from our 2019 Skywatch TV tour of Israel, ascending to the Temple Mount on this structure. According to Cohen, it is in imminent danger of collapse, writes that efforts to extend the wood's life have failed, and it needs to be replaced with a metal structure that would be more durable and fireproof. The problem, however, is that this would inflame tensions with Palestinians and with the Jordanian Waqf, which oversees the Temple Mount. It is not likely to be resolved peacefully or anytime soon. Coming up, the Emperor's new sculpture. That's next on 5 and 10.
A child who is trafficked is sexually abused on average 5 to 15 times a day, and only 1% of these crimes are ever reported. This unimaginable darkness must be stopped. And right now, we want to invite you to join us in the fight to end child sex trafficking. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Silent Cry Help the Children package. When you order the groundbreaking new feature documentary movie Silent Cry from film visionary Josh Peck, you'll learn firsthand from the world's most renowned experts in the fields of trafficking, pedophilia, and Satanism how Hollywood elites are actively engaged in the sexual exploitation of children, why the mainstream media and culture are attempting to normalize pedophilia, why we can't depend on the government to eradicate this ever-present evil, and what the risks are to you, your family members, and communities. Plus, the lead authorities from the Silent Cry movie are back in the never-before-released Covert Investigation on DVD, featuring pivotal, never-before-seen commentaries that couldn't be included in the original Silent Cry film. From cases of demonic possession to satanic perversion, experts on the front lines discuss the worst crimes fathomable being committed against the most innocent amongst us. You'll also receive the brand new MP3 audio series on CD, A Cult of Perversion. In this explosive series, experts like Russ Dizdar, William Ramsey, and others share extremely sensitive research into the most perverse evils plaguing our country now, proving through over 12 hours of content that believers must combat this spiritual malevolence for the sake of our children. This incredible package also includes the never-before-released DVD Fake News or Hidden Truths. Join investigative researcher Stephen Bancars as he guides you through the most current research into the Pizzagate scandal. Is it all conspiracy? Who is involved? How does it pertain to events unfolding right now? Stephen shares explosive new revelations on the subject that have come to light since Pizzagate first broke and haven't been revealed to the public until now. Finally, the paradigm-shattering audio series by Dr. Thomas Horn himself, The Hidden Occultism of Epstein's Orgy Island. What demonic atrocities were going on at Epstein Island? And who were the high-powered individuals involved in some of the darkest occultic activities the world has ever witnessed? The contents of this mind-boggling three-part exclusive MP3 audio series comes directly from the private vault of Dr. Thomas Horn. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $135. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. An excess of 500,000 children are being trafficked every single day in our country alone. Now is the time to take action. 100% of the profits from your donation for the Silent Cry Help the Children package goes directly to Whispering Ponies Ranch, a safe haven where children who have been abused in unimaginable ways can find rehabilitation and healing in Jesus Christ. The Silent Cry Help the Children package, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, it's nice work if you can get it. An Italian artist has sold an invisible sculpture for $18,000 that only exists in his mind. Sculpture is titled Io Sono, forgive my pronunciation. In English, it translates as I am, but unlike the great I am, he neither exists. This sculpture neither exists, whether in the past or or anywhere in all of the universe. And yet, somebody plunked down $18,000, got a certificate of authenticity for this sculpture. Okay, this, by the way, shows a marked similarity to the artist's previous work. Salvatore Garau, by the way, is the name of the artist. His previous work called The Buddha in Contemplation. You detect a pattern in the artist's work. Again, nice work if you can get it. Well, here we're actually offering you something tangible in exchange for your donation to Skywatch TV, the Researcher's Library of Ancient Texts, a five-volume set available now at half the usual price. Normally, these sell for $30 a piece, but now for your donation of just $75, half price, you'll get all five of them, the Apocrypha, the Apostolic Fathers, the Septuagint, the Reformers, and the selected works of the Preachers of the Great Awakenings. Great research material, an essential addition to any research library, and again, available just for a limited time at half the normal cost, and you'll find out more at SkywatchTVStore.com or online, or call, rather, 844-750-4985. The RISE 2021 Virtual Conference, end of next week, Friday at 12:01 a.m. Central Time. 50 hours of cutting-edge presentations goes live to the internet, and yours available, yours to stream at your convenience for the next 90 days through September 18th. Binge watch on your schedule. And again, watch as many times as you like. Invite friends over and have a watch party. Tom Horn's presentation alone, taking up 2.5 hours. That will be a documentary in and of itself. But other cutting-edge dynamic presentations, Donna Howell, Allie Henson, archaeologists like Dr. Scott Stripling, who's heading up the dig at Shiloh in Israel, and New York Times bestselling authors like Joel Richardson, Mark Bilz, Pastor Carl Gallups, and others. All of us on the Skywatch staff turning in presentations as well. I've got some new research about the art and architecture and the occult symbolism in the United States Capitol connected to the Watchers. That's from my forthcoming book, Saturn's Reign. That'll be in the among the collection. And we'll have selected presentations, the best of the 2020 Defender Conference, Stand 2020. All of that available, again, at 12:01 a.m. June 18th and available for 90 days thereafter. Find out more and sign up today at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. Speaking of Israel, we plan to be back in the Holy Land in October. October 3rd through 18th, Sharon and I honored to lead the 2021 Skywatch TV Tour of Israel. Our friends at Lipkin Tours working behind the scenes, keeping us informed of whatever changes might take place as far as travel restrictions, and assuring us that if a vaccine is mandated and we decide to push off until a future date next year sometime, hoping that it will not be a requirement, if you cannot make the new dates, your deposit will be refunded to you. You will not be out any money. As of now, we've already got three busloads of people interested in going in October. So October 3rd through 18th, mark your calendar. We will go from north to south and show you sites other tours will not, and the optional three-day extension. Very important, both historically and prophetically. See what Moses saw from Mount Nebo. Find out why Petra, besides being architecturally spectacular, is also very important historically and prophetically in a supernatural sense. And you'll get all of that information, a breakdown of the costs, and a sample itinerary online at skywatchinisrael.com. That's skywatchinisrael.com. Child trafficking. That's why I brought you the story today about what's happening on our southern border. It is a scourge that is proof that evil exists and walks among us. And that is the subject of the documentary film, the award-winning documentary by Josh Peck, Silent Cry. It was the program about this documentary that somehow triggered YouTube into canceling Skywatch TV's YouTube channel. For some reason, they found that objectionable, discussing the exposure of this practice. Find out more about Silent Cry and what might have triggered the censors at YouTube. Watch our program this week on Skywatch TV. Our over-the-air broadcast schedule is at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you add the Skywatch TV app to Roku and Apple TV, you bypass the censors, first of all. And of course, you'll get that then on your schedule. And you can also do that by downloading our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content directly to your smartphone or tablet, plus news the mainstream media wants you to miss, and a schedule of our upcoming events, all of that right to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Kindle Fire. We've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find all of our new video content, by the way, at Rumble. We have added a Rumble channel for Skywatch TV, rumble.com/C/SkywatchTV. You'll see the link in the lower third here. And by the way, thank you for pointing this out. We are aware that there is a reflection in the screen up here. We know that. It's just, lighting a studio is trickier than you might think. We tried playing with it and fixing it, and I wound up looking like the girl from the Blair Witch Project. So we have a lighting specialist, the one who hung the lights here in the studio, coming back out within the next couple of weeks. We will fix it and address it, so please bear with us until then. We are aware of the problem. It's just that it's not something that a layperson like me knows how to deal with. So thank you for your patience, and thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.